there's a dilemma in life in general, and a moral challenge, and in Avodas Hashem in particular, whenever there's agency performed by one group on behalf of others. Sometimes the agency, or as we say, the shlichus, is necessary because the performer has information, talent, knowledge, skill, Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe, a Shochet, Mashgiach. Sometimes they have biology on their side, genealogy, a Kohen versus a non-Kohen. Sometimes they have location. Certain people are local or timing. They have the opportunity to perform on behalf of others. Sometimes just people have more of a voluntary spirit, and they'll volunteer their time to perform tasks that really are incumbent upon everyone. So for any society to function, there has to be this division of labor. There has to be specialization. There has to be people who are nominated and people who, especially in the moral religious field, who can perform tasks with intent and purity and idealism that others may not be capable of generating. But then the passive members, the beneficiaries who aren't performing, they could quickly slide out of consciousness, lose identification with the ideal. Think about chinuch for a moment, just as an example, before I get to the Rashi. Ideally, every single person has to be mechanech their children. There's no mitzvah for rebbes to teach talmid. There's a mitzvah, obviously, but the primary mitzvah devolves upon a father. And yet, in today's world, we've institutionalized for rebbeim, for people that have talent and abilities that maybe your average parent may not be able to produce. But at what point does chinuch become an experience, an education that a parent completely exonerates or acquits themselves from, viewing the Rebbe as the soul, viewing the teacher as the sole proprietor, the sole executioner of chinuch, rather than seeing themselves as a mechanech and maybe subcontracting certain parts of that chinuch out to people who have talent he doesn't or she doesn't have? So it comes up in probably one of the earliest forms in this week's Parsha. The Torah describing the daily Korban Tamid. And Kabani Lachmili, Shai, well-known Sokim Tishmeru. What does the Torah mean when it says Tishmeru? What are you preserving? And who's preserving? Keep in mind that Tishmeru is a plural language. So Rashi says the Tishmeru refers to the orientation of three different groups of people to the Korban Tamid, and obviously not just the Korban Tamid, but primarily the Korban Tamid. One group are the Kohanim. Well, their vigilance and interaction with the Korban is obvious because they're physically involved in officiating the Korban. The Levim are not present at the Korban per se, performing the actions of the Korban, but they're singing Shira during the Korban. They're facilitating the day-to-day activities in the Beis HaMikdash, taking tickets of entry. Obviously, they're not punching people's tickets, but they're participating in the ebb and flow of the Beis HaMikdash life. But then the non-Kohanim and non-Yisraelim, why are they involved in Tishmeru? So the answer Rashi gives, and he's of course referring to the famous Mishnah in Tanis, that each shift, 24 shifts of Kohanim, each shift had a different week of service in the Beis HaMikdash. Each shift of Kohanim had a parallel shift of Levim and a parallel shift of Yisraelim. And when it was your shift, you would gather in your town with your other members of your shift, presumably members of a common shift live near one another. You'd gather in your town. And during the period of day, the time of day that the Korban Tamid was being processed, you would gather, you'd read from the Torah, you'd daven, because it's your Korban. And when I say your Korban, not the people of the Mishmar, but the people who the delegates of the Mishmar represent, Am Yisrael. And it's inconceivable that you would just dispatch responsibility of Korbanos to another, in this case the Kohanim and the Levim, and just ignore the whole process. That's inconceivable. You may not be performing, but you have to identify. And the way you identify is special Kriyas HaTorah, the way you identify is special Tfilos. There has to be some identification. So I mentioned this before, one area is chinuch. Think about other areas in which people volunteer and others are not volunteering for those tasks. Maybe they don't have the ability, maybe they don't have the access, maybe they don't have the voluntaristic spirit. But the recipients, the passive recipients, in this case the Yisraelim, have to be actively involved, and again for two reasons. Number one, morally, to display gratitude rather than just assume that people will save you from yourself and will clean up your messes and will deal with your tasks, but realize it's common tasks and people of noble spirit are volunteering. But second of all, because the task itself is one which carries an ideal and a value, and by just disengaging from the process, you can disengage from the value. If you engage in the process at some level, even symbolically, you're more deeply identified with the value, the nobility, the lofty ideal, in this case, the carbon.